Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis. And if you have a Bible question or a life issue you'd like to discuss, we have an open line for you right now at 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. We would love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I want to read this passage out of the book of Colossians, Colossians 2:16. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. But we have a lot of judgment between one another about these various things. You know, you need to keep this in order to be real spiritual. And somebody says, no, I don't need to keep it. And if you keep it, you're not that spiritual. And so there's a lot of judgment going back and forth between believers. Yeah. And here Paul is saying, don't judge anyone on these things. And here's the reason why. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. And this week we've been celebrating Richard's ministry with us. Yes. Tomorrow is his last day. And this verse really kind of sums it up as far as what I think about Richard. He spent a lot of time in those shadows and found the reality in Jesus Christ. And we've watched him just tell his story about Jesus and seen his eyes get moist with tears, just being overwhelmed by the very love of God, the very love of Jesus Christ, this reality that he knows in the depths of his hearts. And Richard, I just couldn't think of a better verse more fitting to your story, your ministry, of helping others find the reality they're looking for in Jesus Christ as well.
Well, and it's true. And the unexpected thing of this is that when you stop passing judgment on everybody for everything, you get more joy. The stress goes away. The depression goes away because you're not trying to be God to everybody.
Yes.
And yeah, I still struggle with that, especially in the car while driving. But I mean, the way to true joy is to just get off your high horse and let God be God. And he is so good at it. You know, I mean, he tells us how good he is, and we read it and we go, "Oh, that just couldn't be." And then he shows you.
Yes.
He makes it personal. And there's nothing like this. There's nothing like this. The peace that passes understanding is an understatement.
Yeah, life is way too short to spend on things that don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
What matters is a relationship with Christ, experiencing his love, his grace, his mercy. And when you do, that changes everything. That transforms everything. And Richard, as we've said all week, thank you for helping so many people find that reality in Christ Jesus. We have a caller on the air, on the line, who I think wants to say some of those same types of words to you. Doug, you're on the line with us.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Great to hear from you, Doug.
Well, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I did want to give Richard a shout out. It's been great to hear his teachings and to hear his counsel on the radio. And for the many years that we've listened to you guys, we've just, it's completely changed our lives. And so, Richard, I wish you were going to still continue on the radio, but I understand that you're having to move on to the next phase of your life. And so I wish you a great journey. And thank you for your testimony that's been presented to us in many ways.
Yeah, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And I have a sneaky suspicion I might actually do radio once or twice between now and when I die. So
certainly hope so.
Yeah, we're not going to let him go that easily, Doug. You know me. I'm gonna hang on to him and call him up and guilt him into coming back and all of those things. So we're going to hear his voice again.
Yeah, I respond really well to guilt, too.
Well, great. No, I did have a question regarding how to communicate or define sin to a child. Many times we say, well, it's anything you can think, say, or do that makes God sad or breaks his heart. And I have some trouble with that definition. I know there's a law definition, and, you know, there's over 600 laws that communicate the definition of sin. And then the New Testament goes about anything that is not of faith as sin. But that's possibly a little vague for a child. So any help for that?
Well, what I would suggest, Doug, is just look at the real definition of that word sin, hamartia, and in the Greek language, it means to miss the mark. And so you might could do a lesson and have a target and see if they can throw a ball and hit the target. And when they miss the target, then that's sin. And that's what sin is. It's missing the target. Well, as it relates to us, we're, as humans, we miss what God has designed for us to be. So that's what sin really is. God created us in his image, so we're image bearers. That's what we were supposed to be. Well, we miss that mark when we allow the ways of this world, when we allow the lies of Satan or the desires of the flesh control us, when we live in unbelief, we miss the mark. So I think you could give a pretty clear lesson. You know, set up a target and see if they can hit it, and then say, hey, that's what sin is. It's missing the mark. Well, what's the mark? It's what God has designed you to be. And when you're mad, or when you're fighting with your brother or sister, or when you're doing all of those things, those are signs that you're missing the real mark of humanity, what God has designed you to be.
That sounds great. We'll use that. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Well, great to hear from you, Doug.
Indeed. And
yeah, friends,
yeah, let us know when your kids quit sinning after that fine definition.
There you go. Yeah. Thanks, Doug.
Great. Thank you.
844-322-2742, a toll-free call in the U.S. and Canada. If it's 7 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and as Doug did, you can get a line right now and speak directly with us. We'd love to hear from you. 844-322-2742. Well, Richard, tomorrow being your official retirement day, I want our listeners to hear one final time from you. What I speak of is how you feel about this ministry and your hopes about seeing it meet current, not only current needs, but to expand to new listeners who don't really every day get to hear the good news that they hear about the new covenant of grace and the Lord Jesus Christ as our listeners do on Basic Gospel.
Well, it's a very simple matter of teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to as many people as possible in as many ways as possible. There are far too few voices out there in media mm-hmm. of all kinds
yeah.
that teach what we teach. And that doesn't make us better than anybody else, but that makes Jesus better than anybody else. And this ministry deserves, and I use that word on purpose, deserves to have a voice. And to have that voice, we need your help. It's an investment literally in the salvation of other people. And there's no better investment than that. There is no more powerful message than that of Jesus Christ. And I ask you from the bottom of my heart to help this ministry continue. And not just continue, but expand. I want this ministry to be 10 times larger in 3 years than it is right now. You all can make that possible.
Absolutely. We have right now a $35,000 matching gift offer, and we can fill that up between now and the end of the month, the end of our fiscal year. We encourage you, friends, to step up, as Richard said, and I know this came directly from his heart because of what he's learned through this ministry, and then what he has added as we have gone along month by month and year by year. And so we encourage you to step up with us and support this ministry, this outreach called Basic Gospel. And you can do that at basicgospel.net, and you can click that big prominent donate link right there on the homepage, basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. A couple of quick comments from some Facebook listeners. Jeff wrote this, "You will be missed, Richard," and I agree with that wholeheartedly. Lisa Friesen wrote this, "Thank you, Richard, for all you have done for me. You have helped me individually when I've called the office. Thank you so very much." Mm-hmm. So just some of the people that you've impacted wanting to step up and say thank you. So
yeah,
nice thank you, guys.
Thank you for taking the time to say those things to
yes
me.
Indeed
appreciate
yes
it.
Indeed
it's great to hear from our listeners, and thank you for contacting us. Well, we had this call, guys, that came in overnight. Let's listen.
Hi, Jerry from Pennsylvania. Two real quick questions. I hear everybody say, take up your cross, and I read it in the Bible, but don't understand what it means. And second question is, how do you really study the Bible? Thanks. Wait for your next show to hear it. Bye.
Well, great question. That passage, it's we see it in several verses. Luke 9:23 talks about taking up your cross daily and following Jesus. Luke 14:27, basically the same thing. Matthew 10:38, Matthew 16:24, Mark 8:34. And it's all in context of basically salvation. If you've gained the whole world, yet you lose your soul, what profit is that to you? Mm-hmm. So a cross is a place of execution. It's a place of death. And it's saying die to those things so that you can experience the fullness of life in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So it's not something we do daily. It's something it happens once. We die in Christ. We come alive in Christ. And then I think we just, on a day-to-day basis, reckon ourselves dead to sin, dead mm-hmm. to that old way of life, and fully alive in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And that's so that we can experience the fullness of this life. Christ came that we might have life and have it to the full. So
yeah.
I think it's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's really, really hard to experience the life of Christ if you're still hanging on for dear life to the old way. Give it up, you know. I remember when I had to give up music a while back because I had the wrong identity. I told God I can't give up music because it'll kill me. And he said, I know. And it did. And it was the best thing that ever happened.
Absolutely. So we die in Christ. We're buried with Christ. This is all part of the spiritual baptism.
Yep.
We die in Christ. We're buried in Christ. We're raised to walk in the newness of life. So just as Christ... That was the good news story. We're invited to participate in that story, and we do it through faith in Jesus Christ.
It is Basic Gospel, everybody, the good news that you hear every day on this broadcast. We're glad you're with us. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we have a very special call coming in from across the water.
Yes, we do. Saab is on the line. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, Saab.
Welcome, Bob and Richard and Bob. I'm terribly missing. I'm gonna miss Richard. I heard that Richard is returning from tomorrow, and then I already spoke to Bob and Richard, and I can't ask why, but I'm terribly, terribly going to miss Richard. Not only me, so many people out there, and then his clarity of, going through the scriptures and stuff. I mean, I can say from Richard, I can see that when he preaching the Old Covenant through the lens of New Covenant, the Old Testament through the lens of New Covenant, that is the beauty I can see from Richard, the clarity he's giving me, and when I'm doing ministry here, I mean, it's marvelous. I just want to say thank you to Jesus, and thank you for Bob and your ministry. I'm really blessed here. I'm really blessed through you guys.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Saab. You have been an inspiration to all of us ever since we met you. And we've never met you personally, but on the phone.
Yeah.
The things that you've had a chance to do in England are just amazing, and we really appreciate it.
Yes. I mean, you don't know maybe, Richard, how much you did. Maybe you don't know. I mean, you and Bob and the other Bob and Andrew are doing there. But I know that the value when you're leaving tomorrow. I've already spoken to you personally as well, but I'm missing so much. I love you so much. I love your family and yourself. And then in Christ, I love you so much. My heart is already kind of broken. But I know that Jesus, I'm going to still have contact with you. I already told you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
I love you so much.
And for those who are listening that may not know Saab's story, he lives in England. He has a incredible ministry into a Hindu population there, and he's led many to Christ. He's an avid listener of this program, and we count him as a true ministry partner, a partner in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we've had some great conversations through the years, and we've heard him on this radio broadcast a number of times telling a little bit of his story. And so, Saab, just thank you for letting us be a part of your life, and thank you so much for those kind words toward Richard. Yes. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. And then I wanted to say another thing, Bob, and, you know, in the future, when I'm going to link your ministry into my website or whatever the ministry I'm doing here, so I already, you know, I just had a word with you already, but I'm going to do that in the future. But your ministry is going to need to come to England as well, UK.
Yes, indeed. Well, I want that to happen, and praying for that to happen, and we'll just see how God opens those doors. And once they're open, we're gonna march right through. So, can't wait to see you face to face in your hometown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, God bless Saab. Thank you so much for your call.
Yeah. God bless you. Yeah. Okay, then. Thank you. All the best.
Yeah. Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Saab. Let's go to Wisconsin and talk to Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Bob and Richard.
Hey there.
I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome.
Knowing that Richard is leaving Basic Gospel, I just wanted to call, and I think Saab said it beautifully, that just how you speak about the Old Testament through the lens of the New Covenant, it is so beautiful and enriching and enlightening, and it's been just a blessing from God to my heart to hear you guys week after week, day after day. And Richard, you will be missed, and I'm glad to hear Bob say earlier that he'll guilt you for coming back.
Yes, indeed.
But I do have a question about baptism, starting with John the Baptist versus like the immersion rite in the Old Testament. Like, is there a connection there? Is it just another shadow of, you know, what was to come, if you'd be able to
The answer is yes to both questions. In the Old Testament, in the Jewish economy, baptism was one of those identity things. And people who were not Jewish, who were born outside the family of Israel, could become Israeli. They were called proselytes. And their entry into Judaism was twofold. One was circumcision, and the other was baptism. And the baptism was very meaningful in terms of you know, washing off the old person and becoming the new person in Israel. Okay, so you fast forward to, and that's just a quick view of it, fast forward to John the Baptist, and he's preaching mostly to Jews and telling them, repent and do works in accordance with repentance. In other words, reclaim your Judaism, because one is coming whose shoes I'm unable to untie, and he's the one who is really going to baptize. I'm baptizing with water. It's a baptism of repentance, a change of mind, a change of heart. But one is coming who's going to baptize with the Spirit and with fire. If you don't embrace your Judaism now, you're going to miss what Jesus does to fulfill your Judaism. And of course, Jesus did, and now we celebrate in our baptism his complete victory over sin and death and our entry into this eternal life with him. It's pretty amazing and a very consistent story all the way through.
Thank you for that.
Well, thank you for your call, Christine. We certainly we certainly appreciate it. And again, thank you for those kind words for Richard. And,
yeah, thank you.
Yes, I will guilt him into coming back. You can count on that. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christine.
Well, Richard, we just have a couple of minutes before this broadcast ends today. And, you know, I'd like for you to kind of close it out with some parting words to our listeners, some encouragement. You know, if you had one thing to say to them, what would it be? What would you want them to hang on to more than anything else in life?
It's something that's really been impressed upon me of late. And the best way I can think of to say it is the answer is Jesus. Now, what's the question? It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. If you're having a good time or a bad time, if your job is awesome or if you just got fired, if you've got relationship problems or if you've got the best marriage and family that you've ever known, whatever's going on, and especially in the hard times, the answer begins and ends with Jesus. I mean, if you're having marital problems, you don't start by going to a counselor. You start by saying, well, Lord, what's up? I trust you. You have declared me to be holy and righteous. You've declared me to be your child, a fellow heir. What does that mean in the context of this marriage? Because right now it's not going so well. Or what does that mean in the context of a bad habit or of an inability to get at the meaning of something with your kids? If you start with Jesus and he calms you down, gets the bad emotions out of things, then you have a chance to think in the Spirit, paying attention to the living presence in you, and the answers begin to come. And there's no pat answer to this. It's always more creative than we can possibly imagine. God knows exactly who we are and exactly how we need to think in given situations in order for those situations to resolve themselves for glory, from victory to victory. And so always start with Jesus. Don't start someplace else and try to fix it yourself. Don't start someplace else and say, well, somebody else has to say I'm sorry before we have the conversation that we need to have. Just don't do that. Go to Jesus and say, I'm obviously missing something here. Even if it's not my fault, I'm still missing something. And that is the start of a life that you can't possibly imagine right now, but is true. I know it's true because it's happened for me. And I just encourage you to always, always, always fix your eyes on Jesus, because he is the author and perfecter of our faith. There's nowhere else to go. Yeah. He's the only one.
Yes, indeed. Well, Richard, thank you so much. As we started this broadcast today, we spend so much time in the shadows, those things that really have no substance. And all of that is to point us forward to Jesus. Why? Because the realities are found in him. If you want substance, if you want meaning, if you want the real thing, it starts with Jesus. It's in the middle with Jesus. Mm-hmm. It ends with Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. And Richard, thank you so much for those keen insights.
I've said on a number of occasions that Richard has touched many, many lives through this ministry, and that includes mine, friends. Well, we end this broadcast. It's kind of a sad thing, but we know we're going to see Richard many, many times through the year, so we'll move on with business as usual, I guess. So we encourage you to help us fill up this $35,000 matching gift offer as we approach the end of our fiscal year, friends. Every dollar that you give this month is going to be doubled, and we ask you to help make that happen. Just make your most generous gift if you can today and help us double the offer. Make your gift at basicgospel.net, that website available anytime. You can make your gift today or, as I said, anytime at basicgospel.net. Also, remember that our listener line is always open for you. Have a question? Give us a call, 844-322-2742. Now, for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and all this great ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow as we continue with the Power of Eight on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye. We'll